I'm so sorry, ma'am. I want to apologize. I wish I could apologize 100 times. But one thing is, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up.
Four of this, because I was just explaining to my husband, I said, this is so difficult to answer these.
You we're know, at 90%. This is why I'm not giving up. Like, after this, we were not going to interrupt you.
Okay.
All right, so the second one, working for diverse classrooms and exclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. From zero to 10, how convincing is that?
Oh, 10. I agree 10. With all that.
We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgeries or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and study their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. How convincing is that?
Totally yes, I agree with that. Even I don't even like when the doggone administration gets in there that hasn't even taught a day in their life, and they're the ones that are telling teachers the curriculum. So, yeah.
We're going with the tender,
I agree with
right?
all that. Pardon?
We're going with the tender?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, got you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So, once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
I guess I will have to agree, but it's also – but you're not asking me that. Okay, just I'll say I agree.
Is that somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
You somewhat agree. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Second one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Somewhat or strong.
I agree that teachers should be able to decide the curriculum, not the parents.
Is that somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly agree. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So these are the final questions, and these are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? We have first to 11th grade. High school graduate.
I'm an associate's degree, so 2 years. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, which one of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, unemployed, student, homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Well, I'm a registered Independent, but I'm more a Republican.
Is that a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, strong Republican. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No. Thank you. That is a no. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended public school in the last 10 years?
No.
No. Okay. And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschooled in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal, I guess.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month?
Not at all. Not at all. But
never?
That doesn't mean I don't say, that doesn't, that's right, I don't. But it doesn't mean I don't say my prayers at night. So.
Okay, that's true. All right, and for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in the household. is a born again Christian evangelical or fundamentalist?
Are you asking me if I have anyone in the house that is has?
Yeah, either you yourself or anyone in the household.
I guess I would say I have, but I'm not like a born again Christian, but yet, I know that I feel stronger than I used to in the past, so.
Okay. As an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
I was a secretary in an elementary school, so.
But not currently right now, right?
No, I'm retired.
Okay. Thank you. So it does not apply. And final question.
Oh.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, this concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. We do appreciate your opinions. They do matter to us. You have yourself a great rest of the night.
And you too. Thank you for being patient with me.
No, thank you for your patience. Have a great one.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.